Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. It's the moment we've all been waiting for. I have the Jacks live in studio. They are a local band. We've got a full house. All four of them are on top of each other in our tiny little Pearl Street studios. They are putting out an EP early 2018. They're going to play us a couple songs from this forthcoming release, and they're going to chat with us a little bit. But first, let's get right into it. This is a song called Wings by the Jacks, performed live in studio. Take it away, guys. The Jacks live in studio with a brand new song called Wings. It is unreleased as of yet, but it will be out as part of a EP in January. What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Doing great.
Stoked to have you in studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. You guys are local cats, right? How'd you all meet?
Well, we're all from the area. Me and Scotty, Tom and Scotty, have been playing music for a long time now in various bands growing up. And we actually saw Johnny playing a solo show in LA, singing and playing guitar, and grabbed him, asked if he wanted to form a band, started writing some original music right around the time we graduated. And then we're kind of grinding for about a year before we picked up our new drummer, Josh. And with Josh, we recorded our new EP that we'll be releasing in January.
Awesome. So let me make sure I got the names right. We got Scott on bass.
Yes, sir.
We got Johnny on acoustic guitar, lead vocals.
Yeah.
We got Josh on drums. And Tom, you're on electric guitar.
Yes.
You guys sound great. I think we've got a decent thing going here.
Thank you.
That you guys just dropped a single recently. She's a mystery, yeah. Right? And that's a prelude to your EP that you're going to drop in January. How many songs are we looking at for that EP?
We got 5 songs on the EP, including She's a Mystery. So.
And then Wings, which you just played, is going to be on there. That's a great song, by the way. Yeah.
Thank you.
What's your writing process like? Do you guys all bring different things to the table? Or is it just one or two of you? How do you do it?
Usually either me or Tom will kind of start fleshing out an idea on acoustic guitar. And we'll kind of, it always starts with acoustic guitar first. And we'll kind of lay a structure for a song, and then we'll bring it to the band. And then as a band, we'll kind of see how it sounds live and electrified. And we'll even play shows with new songs and kind of still tweak them, and even like kind of ad-lib some lyrics and see how it feels live, and then from there we'll kind of finalize it.
That's a cool way to let songs grow for sure and evolve through trying them out live before they're ready. Johnny, you were doing like a solo singer songwriter thing before you met the guys?
I was kind of just starting. I've always loved writing songs and playing, but it was really kind of the first couple times I was kind of putting myself out there and playing acoustic shows, so It was pretty early on, and then these guys found me, and we kind of started.
We need a singer.
Right place, right time. Right place, right time. Why did you guys name yourselves the Jacks?
We went through a couple of name changes throughout the course of our band. We were the Lokers, then Blue Future, and we were playing this. We don't really play cover shows anymore, but back when we did, we were playing, and we work in our original music, so we're playing like oldies, kind of like more modern songs, and then all of our original songs too, and we were covering
Jack FM. Oh, I get it.
And we were covering such like a wide range of genres that we got the comment, you guys are like the jack of all trades because you can play so many different things and do it all so well. And we just decided to shorten that. We thought that the name and even like the phonetics of it really just embrace what we were going for. We wanted it to be like a classic band where it's the something, like a lot of our favorite bands growing up, and we just thought that really encompassed the sound. So
I dig it. Who runs your Instagram account?
We all kind of chip at it.
So
none of us are very Instagram savvy, so for us,
so
it's a group
somehow
process.
You guys follow me once a week. How is that happening?
We're jacked on the gram.
I still love you guys. I still love you. I'm gonna give you a follow back after this amazing session.
Thank you.
So you guys are playing up in LA on November 29th at The Resident.
That's correct.
That's gonna be a cool night. Are you guys supporting anybody? You know who else is on the bill? Or
well, we're actually just figuring that out. We're in the process of finalizing that, but we're going to book some good bands.
That's cool. I'll play if you want.
If you're interested.
that'll be a Wednesday night in LA on the 29th, and it's a really good venue, so it should be fun.
Awesome. Yeah, I've heard good things. The Resident on November 29th. That's a Wednesday night. Go catch the Jacks up there. Let's get into another song. You guys down to play another song from the forthcoming EP?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
All right, what's next?
This one's called Hello, My Friend.
Do you want to give them a little preview of what it's about?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, let's do a little backstory.
Yeah, I guess we wrote this song maybe like 8 months ago. And I guess it's kind of about one of our friends that was going through like a time in his life that was kind of more difficult. And it's really kind of encompasses that and a lot of other things that we were all going through at the time. And so it's called Hello, My Friend.
All right.
I'm excited to play it for you guys.
The Jacks live at our Pearl Street studio with their original tune, Hello, My Friend.
Everything you used to know, and are you living with your head in the constant different all the time. I think I must have gone insane. Here I am, not afraid to close my eyes again. Hello, my friend. It's been a while, but then again, we're to the end. And how long has it been since your smile went in again? We're to the end. And hello, my friend. It's been a while, and again, this is
Well, hello, my friend. That's a brand new song from the Jax. Well, not brand new. They wrote it earlier this year, but it will be released come January along with an EP and another song that you heard earlier in this session, Wings. Two killer tracks. If any of the others are half as good, you've got a good record coming out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really, really dig your style and your sound. So what are some of the bands and influences that you guys collectively draw upon or individually?
I think for us, we like a lot of some older bands, like obviously the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, and we draw a lot of influences from a lot of British bands and like British Invasion, especially like Oasis and sort of bands like that. We like the Kooks and we like the Black Keys and Cage the Elephant for more kind of modern bands, but we really try to blend some of the older stuff and the newer stuff and try to make something unique. So
right on. Definitely feels a little bit in between, you know. It's timeless music, so that's good.
Thanks.
That's what we're going for.
Right on. Well, let's let everybody know what's up again. If you're just tuning in, this is the Jax. They are a local band that are releasing an EP at the top of the new year, and you can go buy their single for that album right now. It's called She's a Mystery. Get it on iTunes, Spotify, wherever. You also put out a music video with that. So you can go check that out.
Coming out next Friday.
Oh, yeah. They're putting out... Yeah. I messed up my tenses there.
Yeah.
They're putting out a music video for She's a Mystery, but you can go buy the single right now and then look for that video. And they're playing at The Resident in Los Angeles this month, Wednesday, November 29th, at The Resident, Los Angeles. And yeah, these guys are great. You guys have a promising career ahead of you. We hope to have you back soon. You want to let our listeners know your socials and where they can follow you and all that?
Yeah, sure. If anyone wants to know about a local show in Laguna, or you can follow us on the Instagram at the jax.band. That's for sure the best way to keep up to date with our shows and everything. Our website's www.thejaxbandla.com. And those are for sure the best ways to keep in touch.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. I'm really happy with the session. We got some good sounds, and it'll be a great podcast that we'll throw up on our website as soon as we get that edited in the next few days at kx935.com, and we hope to have you guys back soon.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Take care, guys. All right, that was the Jax live in studio. As I said, look for the podcast online at kx935.com. They played two unreleased songs that'll be a part of their EP coming up. That's going to be released in January. So get ready for that. And of course, their show in LA at The Resident on November 29th. You can follow them on Instagram at thejax.band. And you can go to their website, thejacksbandla.com, for more information. It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. All right. Here's that brand new single from the Jacks. She's a Mystery. Look out for the music video coming out next week to go along with this track, and the EP to follow that up in January.